Natalie Maines says she'd have a love fest with George W. Bush because of Trump. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 22, 2020. Natalie Maines, lead singer for the Chicks, formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, says she would have a love fest today with former President George W. Bush because President Donald Trump makes her rethink her feelings about Bush. "You know, I joke that today, I might actually make out with George Bush," laughed Maines on Tuesday in a virtual interview on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. "Does the current president make you rethink, at all, your feelings for George W. Bush?" asked Cohen. "Yes," said Maines. "I mean, I don't rethink that I didn't want to go to war. And that weapons of mass destruction were a lie. But yes, it would be a huge love fest if I saw George Bush right now. Because of where we're at with this current president." Watch below. Maines pointed out reasons why she did not like former President Bush, such as going to war and the conflict surrounding weapons of mass destruction. The singer did not appear to elaborate on what it is about President Trump that makes her have disdain for him. The Dixie Chicks had their music banned from radio stations across the country in 2003 after bashing President Bush and his decision to go to war in Iraq. On Monday, however, Maines delved into some of why she has contempt for President Trump on an episode of The Howard Stern Show. The singer claims that the president has committed second-degree murder because he has allegedly been ignoring things, speaking complete lies, and retweeting that Chuck Woolery tweet. "It is crazy that we have a leader that is, I mean, it's murder," Maines said. "It's second-degree murder. He's not having to physically kill people but is ignoring things and speaking complete lies, retweeting that Chuck Woolery tweet. It's unbelievable." Maines was attributing her egregious claim to the president's response to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. In their interview with Cohen, the Chicks singer Emily Robeson added that she is just proud of singer Taylor Swift for ignoring her advisors and getting political. "You know, she started her career when she was so young that I think she had people that she went to as kind of a panel when she was younger," Robeson told Cohen. "So it's good to see her as she becomes her own woman, questioning these things, and saying, no, I really do want to talk about it. So she was told not to be like us," Robeson added. "That's not news to us either, but, I don't know, I'm proud of her." Watch below. After remaining silent on political topics for many years, Swift got political by endorsing Senator Marsha Blackburn's RTN opponent during the 2018 midterm elections. Swift's attempt to take out Blackburn failed. But that didn't stop Taylor Swift from smearing Senator Blackburn as a racist. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.